Okay, girl, buckle up because today's tea is scorching. I've got celebrity drama, shocking reveals, and some mess that you are not ready for. I'm Tasha, and this is The Tea with Tasha. Let's dive in! Right, so first up, we've got some absolutely gorgeous news about Margot Robbie and her husband Tom Ackerley, and honestly, I'm living for their love story. Okay, so apparently, Margot has been opening up about how she channels her teenage emotions for her acting roles, specifically talking about playing tempestuous characters like Kathy in Wuthering Heights adaptations. Girl, she literally said she thinks back to when her hormones were wild and she'd be ecstatic one second and then, well, you know how it is when you're a teenager, right? One minute you're on cloud nine, the next you're crying over absolutely nothing. But here's the thing that's got me all emotional. The way she talks about accessing those raw feelings. It just shows how deep her connection is with Tom, because having that stable, secure love in her life now allows her to tap into those chaotic emotions safely. Can we just talk about how stunning their relationship is, though? Like, they've been together for years now, and every time we see them together, they're just, ugh, goals. The way Tom looks at her, the way she lights up around him, it's giving me all the feels. And the fact that she can be this vulnerable in her craft because she has him as her anchor, that's real love, babes. Not to be dramatic, but their love story is literally like something out of a romance novel. They met on set, they were friends first, and then bam, epic love story for the ages. The audacity of them being this perfect together. Now, speaking of romance, or should I say potential romance, we need to talk about this absolutely wild situation with Mr. Fantasy and Jenna Ortega. Girl, I am screaming because this is either the most adorable thing ever or slightly concerning, and I can't decide which. So apparently, Mr. Fantasy, who everyone thinks is actually KJ Apa, you know, Archie from Riverdale, has been talking about his dream date with Jenna Ortega. Like, he straight up said he ran into her recently, and now he's out here describing fantasy dates. Can we pause for a second, because the irony of someone called Mr. Fantasy talking about fantasy dates? I can't even. But also, if this really is KJ Apa, then we've got a 28-year-old man publicly talking about dream dates with Jenna, and I'm just, Don't get me wrong, Jenna is absolutely incredible. Wednesday was phenomenal. She's talented. She's gorgeous. She's got that whole mysterious vibe going on. I totally get the appeal. But the whole, I ran into her and now I'm describing dream dates thing is giving me slightly awkward energy. Like, did they have a conversation? Was there a vibe? Or are we just putting this out into the universe and hoping for the best? I mean, shoot your shot, I guess. But maybe slide into the DMs instead of doing interviews about it? Just a thought, Mr. Fantasy slash maybe KJ Apa. Although, let's be real. If someone described their dream date with me on a podcast, I'd probably be flattered and slightly terrified at the same time. Jenna girl, what's your take on this? We need the tea from your side. Now hold on to your hats because we're switching gears completely, and this next story has me absolutely devastated. We're talking about James Van Der Beek, and honestly, I don't even know how to process this properly. So apparently there's been some confusion in the reporting, but what's clear is that James has been talking about how he saw almost nothing from Dawson's Creek residuals, which is just the audacity of the industry sometimes, right? Like, this man gave us years of entertainment, he was our teenage heartthrob, and the residual situation is apparently a mess. This is actually a massive problem in Hollywood that we don't talk about enough. These actors create these iconic shows that we're still watching decades later. I mean, who among us hasn't had a Dawson's Creek marathon recently? And they're not seeing the money they deserve from it. Girl, think about it. Dawson's Creek is still generating money. It's on streaming platforms, people are buying the DVDs, there's merchandise. And James Van Der Beek, who literally carried that show as the lead, saw almost nothing in residuals? That's actually criminal. This whole situation really highlights how broken the system can be for actors. Like, we assume, because someone was the star of a massive show, they're set for life, financially, but that's clearly not always the case. The streaming era has completely changed how residuals work, and it sounds like not always for the better. I'm actually getting quite heated about this because it's not just about James. This is probably happening to so many actors who gave us the shows and movies we love. They deserve to be compensated fairly for work that's still making money years later. And can we talk about how he's been so gracious about everything? Like, he could be bitter and angry about the whole situation, but instead he's just being honest about the reality of the industry. That's class right there. Now, before we wrap up, I have to quickly mention something that made me chuckle. Apparently, there are President's Day fitness deals happening, and honestly, the timing is sending me. It's February. Our New Year's resolutions are probably hanging by a thread, and now they're trying to tempt us with fitness deals. Girl, they know we're all feeling guilty about abandoning our workout plans already. The marketing team behind this timing deserves a raise because they've got our number completely. It's like they're saying, hey, remember when you promised you'd get fit this year? Well, here's another chance. I mean, I'm not mad about it, though. If you're actually sticking to your fitness goals, good for you. Get those deals. But for the rest of us who are still convincing ourselves that thinking about exercise counts as exercise, well, at least the deals will probably still be there when we're ready. But seriously, there's something quite sweet about giving people another chance to restart their fitness journey. New year, new you didn't work out? How about President's Day, new you? I'm actually here for the multiple opportunities to better ourselves, even if we keep procrastinating. All right, babes, let me just say, today's tea was a proper mix of everything, wasn't it? We had the absolute gorgeous love story goals with Margot and Tom, some slightly questionable but potentially sweet romantic aspirations from Mr. Fantasy, some really serious industry issues with James Van Der Beek that honestly made me quite angry on his behalf, and a little lighthearted moment about our collective fitness struggles. That's Hollywood for you, though. One minute you're swooning over epic love stories, the next you're side-eyeing someone's approach to romance. Then you're getting genuinely upset about industry injustice, and finally you're laughing at your own lack of willpower when it comes to exercise. And that is all the tea I'm spilling today. Make sure you come back tomorrow because you know there's always more drama brewing in Hollywood. I'm Tasha, and remember, the tea is always hot on this podcast. Bye, girl.